This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Speaking of mock drafts and the draft, one of my favorite people, he is Jacob Morley from the Packer Report. Follow him on Twitter at Jacob Morley. Jacob, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Sparky. We're eight days out, and we are at the point where people are arguing about nothing. So let's get this thing going. You know what I'm saying?
Can I just hop into something here quick? I saw a blurb from the Go Long TD guys over there, Tyler Dunn, Bob McGinn. And somebody took a screenshot of what a scout said to Bob McGinn about a player. And I'm not going to say who the player is. But the scout was just going off about how this guy's a type 1 diabetic, and he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, and somebody's going to have to babysit him if you get him, and if you don't, then he becomes moody and this and that. I don't know. To me, that's too much. Like, I don't think everybody needs to know that stuff. I don't think that needs to be put out there. Am I wrong going down that line, or do you think that's something that should be out there for everybody to know?
I think that's a lot of info. You know, it really is. And, you know, like, it's a weird thing to balance because, one, you know, if that's true, one, that's really sad for that player that you're talking about. And two, it still is an issue for NFL teams, if that's true. But, you know, kind of going with your, like, we don't need his entire load of dirty laundry aired out for us, right? Like, I remember last year, same article, you know, the McGinn article, which, you know, Bob gets really good stuff.
Tremendous amount of sources, no question.
But the thing that came out last year was on Rashee Rice, the SMU kid.
Yep.
He called him coach's nightmare, and everyone was kind of like, what? Why? And they didn't get into it. You know, he really didn't get into it there. Just one of the scouts was like, he's got some issues. Here we are, a year later.
Yeah.
I mean, that one's kind of looking like, oh, that's what they meant. You know, so, like, it's just, you know, it's important for teams to know. Do we need to know all that stuff? Like, I think it's good. Just I like the way they did it last year, which is kind of like, hey, you know, keep an eye on this guy. You know, there are maybe some issues. But, you know, beyond that, we really don't need to know.
Well, there's another guy, Tavondre Sweat, the defensive tackle from Texas. He's like 360 pounds. He apparently has been known as a partier. He goes to the combine, talks to all these teams, says, hey, that's done, that's behind me, whatever else. And then he gets ticketed, right, for partying. That, to me, that probably dropped him a good round or more, probably, because everybody's like, you said you're done, you're clearly not done. But at the same time, if I'm in Green Bay, Wisconsin, am I concerned if he's a partier or not?
Right, yeah, these are all things that teams are sifting through, right? And you and I can sit here and talk about this, but, you know, a lot of this stuff is not news to Brian Gutekunst, you know, or name your NFL GM. They pretty much know about this stuff. They have known about it, and they do their homework on these guys, like, you know, more than probably what is necessary. I think any job interview you and I have ever gone through and multiplied by 10, right? I mean, they're talking to families, they're talking to friends, they're talking to any coach you've ever had, you know, and that's, it's a process where these guys are getting paid millions of dollars. You know, people that are in these positions, they don't get there by mistake. There are 32 NFL GM jobs. These guys are going to do everything in their power to keep that job. So if I'm going to invest resources in you, you are a reflection of me and my staff and who we are bringing into this building. We want to make sure you're as squeaky clean as possible. And if not, you know, we know we're taking that risk. And, you know, we think one way or another about it because you do, you know, good teams take risks. Look, I mean, we just talked about Rashee Rice and the Kansas City Chiefs. They're no stranger to taking risks on some of these, you know, quote-unquote character guys. But, you know, you are putting your stamp by these guys. So it's a wild process.
All right, Jacob Morley, if people want to get the draft report for the Packer report, first things first, what are they going to find in said Packer report? How many scouting reports do we have in this bad boy?
Yeah, so this has got 225 write-ups on prospects. And what's unique about our specific guide is it is, you know, uniquely suited to Packers fans. So every single write-up, you are going to get information on how they fit with the current team in Green Bay. So it's not, you know, you go read Dane Brugler's, which is awesome. You should read it and buy it, do all that. He's not going to say, hey, how did player X fits with Green Bay like this? Ours does. So that's what appeals to a lot of people. You know, the thresholds thing that's been talked about a lot recently. We've got a top 300 kind of checklist on, hey, you know, we're really lucky that the Packers are a team that has had a ton of consistency at the top for really the last 30 years, since Ron Wolf. So you can look back, and mind you, anybody with a Google search engine, a pair of eyes, like, you can go look at this stuff and figure out this is what the Packers typically like in prospects. But it takes a lot of time. So we kind of cut out the middleman for you, and we've got a nice, you know, little checklist for you of guys that they have typically gone after. And things that, you know, kind of will let you kind of draw your own conclusion on some of these athletic thresholds and things like that.
It's interesting as we start talking about the Packers and all the picks that they have kind of going into this thing, and all the different guys that are available. When you have these extra picks, it really affords, I think, the team, if they want, to roll the dice on a player if they want somewhere in the first 2 days, knowing they have other picks that they feel more comfortable with. And if the guy they roll the dice on turns out to be a stud, if it goes the right way, you look like a swami. If it goes bust, you don't feel as bad about it.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's Sparky, you just kind of described the draft,
right?
You know how it is, and you're mitigating risks, and you're trying to figure out who you want to bring in, and because the historical hit rate on a lot of these guys is low, and that's what's fun about it. That's what's exciting about this process, but. You know, most of these guys are not probably going to be who you view them as on the day they were drafted, because hope springs eternal on draft day, and that is why it's great.
Let's talk about who you like at pick 25 for the Green Bay Packers. At this point, do you prefer corner? Do you prefer offensive tackle? Where are you leaning?
Well, the Packers are pretty unique in the way that they're, you know, are set up. Right now, their biggest needs, I would say, are safety and inside linebacker, which are not, one, they're not strong positions in this draft, and two, they're not typically positions that you see teams, you know, tripping over themselves to draft early. So that kind of leads you down the path of, well, their third probably biggest need is a swing tackle, or maybe a starting tackle, depending on what they do with Zach Tom. Like, that kind of threw a whole nother wrench into the equation. So you have to kind of sift through all that, and it kind of leads you to, well, of those three positions, offensive line is by far the best, probably the deepest, best position in this year's draft class. So you kind of look at the way the Packers have done things recently. They attack positions of strength in the draft. A great example of that is last year, the tight end position was really good, and they got two of them. You know, so that could be something they do, and that's kind of what I would like to see them do, you know, just with who's going to be available. You know, the really popular name amongst Packers fans is Graham Barton, the kid out of Duke. Can play everywhere.
But this is the thing, though, about Graham Barton. Let's talk about him for a second. The Athletic does a piece, and they bring up Graham Barton. I think it was Brugler, that Dane Brugler went and got all these coaches' takes on these different players. And the one dude is like, really? You think he's going to go, you know, high, like in the first round? Is that what we're talking about here? And so I read coach quotes, again, anonymous, of guys that played against this dude. I'm like, wow, they don't seem as high on him as all the draft analysts do. So which one are you supposed to believe as a fan?
We don't know. We won't know. Right? We're going to see where he's. We're going to see where he's picked, and then we're going to have to wait like 3 years and really figure out who's right. You know, that's how this process works. But when you look at what they have typically gone after, like.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Does make a lot of sense for them. I would, and so he's a guy, if they stick and pick at 25, I think his odds right now are like 23.5 is where Vegas has him slotted. And the other thing, too, is, you know, it is line season as well. You know, so some of these guys are just going to straight up use, you know, people like us as a mouthpiece to, oh, he's bad. And then we repeat, oh, they don't like him. You know, so it's just so much stuff you have to sift through. I like Graham Barton quite a bit, but if he was the pick at 25, I don't think I would do backflips over. I'd just kind of be like, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Cool. Move on. Next pick, right? What I think would really make me do the backflips, and what I think is in play, and it's always in play, but we talked about all the draft capital they have. What about moving up? You know, what about moving up to pick 16, pick 17, and maybe... You know, the Fatanu kid out of Washington is still sitting there. Maybe the Fuanga kid out of Oregon State is still sitting there. Two guys that I think could be very, you know, high echelon tight tackles in this league. What if they love one of those guys and they're just like, we're not leaving round one without him? And that could be something that is exciting, because you talk about Graham Barton. Everyone likes Graham Barton. Everyone likes his versatility. But Fatanu, the Washington kid, probably can play all five as well. I think he's just a tier above him. And he's not always mentioned to Green Bay because a lot of people think he won't be there. And he might not be. And they might have to move up to get him. But I think moving up would be really exciting. The other kid that I would move up for, and this is another name that Packers fans are very familiar with, is the Cooper DeJean.
No, absolutely not. No, 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 no.
You don't like DeJean.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, we got Jason Sehorn and who? But I'm going to buy into Cooper DeJean. Get out of here. No way. Unless you're going to try and sell me that he's going to be play safety. No, I'm not buying into him at corner.
Exactly,
I'm sorry.
I think that's exactly where he's going to play, though.
Yeah.
I think that's... But then you get into we'll move up for safety. You know, they did it once with Savage. Maybe they'll do it again. I don't know. I like DeJean, though. I really do. I think he's going to be a really good player in the NFL. If you want to stick him at outside corner, I think he'd be fine. I don't know if he'd be a star, but I think he could be a legitimate star in this league if you let him play in the slot and if you let him play safety. I think he can be an impactful player. I think you turn on the Iowa tape and that defense was just suffocating, and he's the playmaker on the back end. So if you're going to come into this Jeff Hafley system that we think they want to play a lot of cover one, but they also have talked about wanting two safeties that are very versatile. Well, that's DeJean, you know, and they call it, you know, you rock and roll the safeties, where it's, you know, one's going to play the deep half and the other one's going to be up at the line of scrimmage unless someone, you know, they shift the formation and then now all of a sudden DeJean's got to be the deep man. And so I think they want two guys that can do that. Right now they have one, you know, so that's the other thing, is how much are they going to panic? I was talking to my buddy Owen Reese the other day, and he, you know, works for the Shrine Bowl, and he was made some great points talking about how we as fans will look at it and say, well, my gosh, if they don't get Cooper DeJean in round one, they're not going to get a safety. Well, the Packers might be sitting there thinking like, nah, we're going to take, you know, player X in round three, and we love him, and we know he's going to be there, and so safety's going to be fine. We like this kid in round three. You know, so it's like you got to kind of wait for everything to unfold and all that stuff, and I know Like a great example of that is, what, 2 or 3 years ago when they took Christian Watson. Everybody's freaking out after the first round when they didn't take a wide receiver. And, you know, Goody, I think he made a comment like, I think we'll be all right. I don't. He, looking back at whatever he said, you can kind of look back at it and be like, yeah, he knew what he was doing. And they move up immediately in day two and take their guy, right? So you got to let the whole thing play out and kind of see what happens and judge it as a whole. But the two guys that I would be really excited about are DeJean and then the Fatanu kid. But I think you have to move up for both of them.
I went on and I Googled in, you know, great Iowa cornerbacks or whatever. I get an article, top 10 defensive backs in Iowa Hawkeye history. There's not much there. Josh Jackson is number 4. You remember him with the Packers? How did that turn out? Let's see, who's another one? I remember Micah Hyde. That was another guy they gave up on. And he was ranked 9th all-time in Iowa. So now we're talking about another Iowa corner. No, I'm not in. But I am shocked by you, Jacob Morley. Shocked, appalled, cannot believe that you just talked about trading up. And anybody that knows you probably is like, is this really Jacob Morley on the phone or Sparky getting punked? You're willing to trade up and no mention of getting a stud wide receiver by moving up?
That's people have bullied me into stop talking about wide receivers. So yeah, I mean that's you. I don't know if you saw what I did the other day, but if you follow me on Twitter, that's
I do.
You look at the capital that Green Bay has. They could move up pretty high in this draft if they wanted to. Now if they wanted to get real weird and say, hey, you know what, we're going to move up and take one of these top three receivers that in most draft classes would be the number one guy with a bullet, right? And so if you want to move, like, I moved all the way up to 4, and I was able to keep, you know, you're able to keep your round one next year.
Huh.
You got to give up most of your day two picks this year, but so, like, I think I left the draft with, like, Marvin Harrison Jr., you know, Jaden Hicks, you know,
yes.
Dominic Pooney, like, all these guys, and you look at it, you're like,
Hicks.
Oh, wow. Like, wow, you still got a handful of players you really like, and you're able to move up that high. Will the Packers do that? I highly doubt it.
Yeah,
but that's where we're at, you know, and it's just you kind of – we're at the point in the season or the draft season where you just kind of start throwing stuff against the wall and look at it like, huh, what would that look like? You know, and this is stuff teams do as well. They go through these scenarios. I promise you they're probably not. They're very likely not going to move up that high. But Brian and his staff know what it would take to get up that high. You know, so that if, you know, if they fall in love with somebody, who knows? And I think that's kind of the rabbit hole you can go down, right? Is everyone talks about how this team is young, it's talented, they've got depth everywhere, they've got all these nice young players, which I believe is true. So what if they just went out there and said, you know what, let's go get a blue chip type guy and add him to the mix?
Hey,
maybe so.
That would be absolutely wild. They traded up to get Jordan Love. Nobody saw that one coming. So it just makes a lot more sense than probably the Jordan Love pick they did that day when they pulled off that deal. How do people get the draft report sent to their email and pay the few bucks that it costs from Packer Report, Jacob Morley?
Yeah, so it's it is available now. Like we did a lot of, you know, promo stuff for pre-orders. It was $8.99 to pre-order. If you didn't pre-order, it jumped up a buck. It's, you know, $9.99 now. You can go over to my ex Twitter page at at Jacob Morley, or you can go to PackerReport.com. I mean, we blast it, so it's pretty easy to find. But like you said, you pay $10 and it'll be within your minutes. It'll be in your email inbox. And you can start diving in.
It's 294 pages.
It's a book. Yep.
Dude, it's gigantic.
It's a labor of love. Like, you know, the guys that we do this with, it really started out as like a passion project, something that we really enjoy doing. And as it's picked up steam, you know, we've been super grateful to everyone that supported us and we love doing it, and I don't think we're going to stop anytime soon.
My producer, I call him Chicago Charlie because he's a Bears fan. He could even learn stuff from this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're a Packer fan or not. It's a great draft guide to have just so on draft night for 3 days, you have an idea when they pick some. You're like, oh, let me go see what the guys think about this pick and read the synopsis and the whole deal. So, Jacob, thanks so much for coming on, man. Follow me on Twitter at Jacob Morley. Appreciate you.
All right, thank you, Sparky.
You betcha. Thank you. There he is, Jacob Morley on Wisconsin Sports Daily.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.